Cycle Update. XRP connected to a recent rise in Google hacks. CryptoTalk.fm, my name is Lystra, I'm your host. First of all, before I get in that, shout out to Bleeves. I watched his recent and it was really good, really interaction with the fan. I loved it. Great. This is not news for those who've listened to me for an extended period. Because if you've listened to me for an extended period, you've heard me be extremely critical about two-factor authentication. If you don't know what two-factor authentication is, two-factor authentication, the concept behind it at a high level, a couple sentences. The idea is it should be something you have, something you know, right, as different factors that combined, quote, prove that you are the person who belongs to the account. That's the generic, simplified definition of what they're trying to do with it. Now, there's multiple ways to do two-factor. You can do what's called a secure key. So it's literally a physical USB key. You plug it in. It has a touch sensor deal, and that's your biometric. So it's something you would have, right? Some of your physical fingerprint. Something you would know would be your password. Some services went to what's called magic links. A magic link is simply, there's a button. It says, email me a one-time code or email me a one-time link. And you click it. And this assumes that you're like Lystra here at CryptoTalk.fm, who embraces email, loves email, realizes how beautiful email is. It emails you this link or this code, and you click that, and it automatically logs you in. There's multiple ways to solve what they're trying to do, which is to get away from passwords being the only way they authenticate. Okay, so now that I gave you the preface, Google and many other services started jumping to this idea of using text messages to send you the code. Because, well, everybody's got a cell phone, deep. Not understanding that, and this is your lesson for today, kids, text message, the technology underneath it, it's called SMS. And by the way, if you're new, welcome. I am technically certified. I work technology for a living. I've got close to 30 years in the business. So that's why I'm able to break it down, hopefully simplify it so you can understand and maybe help you. SMS is the underlying technology. SMS was never designed for the kind of secure communications that they're trying to force it. The only reason they're doing it is so that they can save money. Because if they didn't do it, they would have to give you a key fob, as in a little device that would show you the code, which is how it used to be in the early 2000s. When they said, everybody's got a cell phone, deep, they figured they would just text you the code, not understanding that the text messages are not secure. There's no encryption in SMS. By default, there's no encryption. Okay, so when you text your buddy and you tell them, yeah, meet me over here to pick up some fentanyl, I guarantee you the police can track that very easy and read it. So setting that aside now, when they're sending these codes, the whole point of the code is that it's a one-time use code. It's active until you use it. Text messages can be intercepted, what's referred to as a SIM swap attack. And a SIM swap attack is terribly easy to do if you're using a mobile carrier. It involves contacting the carrier and through a form of what's referred to as social engineering, get them to essentially issue a new SIM with your phone data, because that little SIM card that's pre-inserted into your phone holds the keys to the kingdom. Well, that can be transferred to another card. It's actually easy to do it. So the bad actor will request a new card with your information. Most of the information that can do the transfer is publicly verifiable, so it's not hard to find your basic information. People don't realize that the white pages are still a thing. I can easily find information about you enough that if I wanted to, I could breach somebody's deal. Now, I don't do it because I'm not unethical that way. I'm explaining to you that it's terribly simple, and the script kiddies, quote unquote, of the modern era are a lot more advanced than I am. Okay, so if I know how to do it, I damn sure guarantee you they know how to do it easier and faster than I can. When this happens, they get access to the ability to generate a code. They go to your service. They say, forgot my password. They'll say, the service, okay, we'll generate you a code. Come here, enter the password, and give us the code. The password is the tricky bit. You said, forgot my password. I can't do it. The code is how they're verifying that it's the same person, and they're trusting that your phone number is locked to you. In a world of cell phones, that's no longer the case. In landlines, they would have to physically tap into your line at your house in order to get access to your communications. Wiretaps. In a cell phone world, that's not the case because remember, your communications are bounced across antennas and whole nine. My point is, rushing to cell phones made us less secure, and it made it easy to intercept these communications, which made it easy to get access to these codes, which is what has happened very recently with Gmail and YouTube specifically, but there's other Google. Tons of people are claiming that they got their accounts breached. 365 was another one that got breached. Bleeves, who has a YouTube channel, he had gotten breached. I'm not saying that he did this because I'm pretty sure he didn't. I'm spreading the word that as cell phone is the common factor to all of this, I'm simply warning you so you can stay safe. Bottom line with this, people have kind of correlated that there's a pattern to this. The pattern is that it's usually some communication, maybe a text message, maybe an email, it doesn't matter, but there's some communication that's being sent to people. The communication is either offering or requesting something. You interact with it, however you do, and by doing so, you might actually even get the fulfillment. So say they say, we're going to send you some free cryptocurrency for clicking here and doing a survey. It could be that simple. That's how tricky these script kiddies are. You interact with the survey, you get sent cryptocurrency, but meanwhile, they're intercepting what's referred to as cookies on your device, usually a mobile device, because it's harder to do this on a computer. On the mobile device, it's storing all of your different traffic, all your different logins, all your different historical activity. The services use that to expedite getting you back into your account, to maintain that you were logged in, to track that who you were. And if they're able to get access, the bad actor, to that cookie, they can use it to log in as you and then reset all your stuff and kick you out. That's what's happening to people. The call to action to you is very simple. Leister's not telling you not to use cell phones. That's your choice. You know, if you're YOLO'd in a cell phone, that's your business. What I will tell you, if you have an option not to use text messages for two-factor authentication and instead use some other form of two-factor authentication, I highly recommend it. In other words, I'm recommending you don't just do text messages because it's easy. Because the easier you make something, the easier it is to breach it. This is common sense. So you want a little bit of pain, a little bit of heartache to get into your secure stuff. And chances are, if you have email, it's Gmail, which sucks, but that's what it is. And a lot of you are YouTube users. A lot of you use your Google accounts to log into other services, possibly even your bank. You don't understand how bad this is. So I'm asking you, if you're offered multiple ways to do two-factor, whether that's a key fob, whether that's a different app called a TOTP app, you know, like a LastPass Authenticator or a Google Authenticator, because those are not directly connected to your device. They're not directly connected to the web. They're just an offline way to generate a code. Those are more secure if you have the option to do that instead of text messages is my recommendation. There are other recommendations I might explore later, but I don't have enough time on the episode. I just want to forewarn you that this is becoming worse and worse of a thing. As Leister did warn people, nobody came back. Nobody came to give my credit when I warned you, you know, cell phones and the rush to cell phones. You're going to learn. You're going to learn why it was bad.